My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is to plan your lunches. Few people put much thought into their midday meals, but a little intentionality can make this time of day more tasty and may save you some time and money too. So most of us eat lunch most days, and yet every day it can feel like a new problem. You are starving after a meeting ends at 1 o'clock, and you wind up waiting in line 10 minutes to grab something overpriced from the cafeteria, or something not so healthy from a fast food restaurant nearby. Or you are working at home, and the prospects look bleak, so you eat cereal. We've all been there. And what's interesting to me is that often, even people who do a lot of planning for everything else in their lives, including dinners, can have a blind spot about lunch. But it doesn't take a lot of thought to make this meal a little more appetizing. Longtime listeners know that I advocate planning the upcoming week on Friday. So, on Friday, when you are planning your upcoming week, take a quick moment to think through your midday meals. Where will you be working? Are you working all 5 days? When will you likely break for lunch, or at least squeeze lunch into your schedule? Do you have more time someday for some reason? Rather than making mediocre restaurant food your default, you might choose one day when you've got some flexibility and schedule a real lunch date with a friend, and then pack your lunch the other days to balance out the cost. As I look at an upcoming week, I see that two of my kids have a random half day off from school. So it might be worth blocking that on my calendar to do something special for lunch with them. You might also think through the cuisine. If you plan your dinners, you can make enough to have leftovers and then do something interesting with them to make a better lunch if you have the groceries on hand. So on Wednesday night this past week, we had pork cooked in the crock pot. I sautéed the leftovers with broccoli and spinach on Thursday and Friday for lunch. It was definitely better than cereal. It is also good to think through some non-leftover lunch options when you do your grocery shopping, so you have some easy backup options. I make sure that I always have the ingredients for a curried chicken salad I like to make, and I generally have that at least once a week. I also buy a few cans of soups I like, so I have those on hand, with pre-made dough that can be stuck in the oven to make a very quick roll. There's nothing quite like soup and fresh out of the oven bread to make lunch feel much better. Of course, if you do have a favorite fast casual restaurant near your office, there is nothing wrong with going there sometimes, but it's better if it's intentional. Place your order ahead of time so you can just go pick it up. And better yet, coordinate with colleagues so you can walk over there together and get some exercise and social time alongside your food. And know that even if you do work in an office and don't like packing lunches, you might not have to buy every day. if you've got an office fridge. You could bring some supplies on Monday for the week. Hard-boiled eggs, cheese sticks, almonds, and apples could make a lunch that is very close to some boxes you might buy at a coffee shop. So shop for those and bring them in. And feel free to buy some treats at the grocery store too. Because the honest truth is that you would have to buy a lot of stuff at the grocery store to equal the cost of eating lunch out every day. What do you like to eat for lunch? How do you turn this break into a bright spot in your day? I'd love to hear about it. You can reach me at laura@lauravandercam.com. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Thanks for listening to Before Breakfast. If you've got questions, ideas, or feedback, you can reach me at laura@lauravandercam.com. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartMedia. For more podcasts from iHeartMedia, please visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Hey, listeners. I know you love mornings. And with nearly 300 beaches in Puerto Rico, each one is a reason to wake up early and catch a picture-perfect sunrise. Puerto Rico has nearly 300 miles of coastline, and the island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches and beaches perfect for water sports. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Become a part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry with an education from Trinity School of Natural Health. Trinity graduates can empower their communities through natural health principles and techniques, whether they go into practice to guide others toward their wellness goals or open a store to sell their favorite health products. Trinity grads are equipped to change lives. With 19 online programs and flexibility to fit your busy schedule, including the popular Certified Natural Health Professional, you can get the training that helps you turn your passion into a career. And here's the best part. You can earn the certification in less than a year. From herbology to naturopathy and health coaching, Trinity allows you to make a meaningful difference by helping others live healthier, happier lives. Don't wait any longer to pursue your passion for natural health. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.